Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. I was just telling George I liked his hair. It matches his hair. And we're glad you're here today. We are having a wonderful time in the Word of God. It's such a blessing to know what belongs to us.
It really is,
and to look
Gloria.
Back
really
over
is.
All these years that we've been believing and walking in the Word of God and see the victories that we've had.
Victory after victory after victory. You know, as I've been sharing on the broadcast, I've been with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. This will be my 38th year.
My word.
At Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
You hardly look 38 years old.
I was very young when I got here, but I have seen a lot and I have learned a lot.
And you were on the inside. You were business.
I was over the business part of it for 7 years, and of course, your brother Doug was over the ministry when I came, and he and I were very close. We grew close with each other. And so I was able to watch the inner workings of the ministry. And I'll tell you something, Kenneth and Gloria live by faith. No question or doubt in my mind. There is so much that we've learned from you, that I've learned from you about this. And what a life of experiences and just walking in the prosperity of God. You know, one time when I was out on the road traveling with Brother Copeland, he would say things about what this ministry is called to do. He'd say things like, this ministry is called to take a word from God, stand on it, and walk it out to victory.
Well, that's what we've done.
This ministry is called to teach the laws that govern prosperity, the laws of prosperity and supernatural abundance. You know, I never forgot that when he said it. I really took it to heart. And that's why this being our 199th broadcast of prosperity, we really have been fulfilling that mission in teaching people about walking in the prosperity of God. All of these notes, which are available to you online, all of these notes come from the various things that I've learned from you and others that have taught prosperity around us. And I've seen it work, I've seen it happen. And you know, you and I, the last few days we've been talking a little bit about this walking in debt freedom. And we've had a progressive revelation going on about the finances of the ministry.
Yeah.
We've talked about the giving of this ministry. And it was in 1983 that Brother Copeland went up to Arkansas to pray.
1983.
Because, January of 1983, because the ministry was $1 million behind. And so he went up there and the Lord spoke to him and said, you need to tithe 10% off the top. Well,
we were all speechless when we heard that.
When he came home, with that announcement that we were going to begin to give 10% off the top. The Lord set this ministry in a place of tithing, in a place of sowing back into other ministries.
I don't guess we ever heard of a ministry tithing before that, that I recall.
No, I think that was one of those fresh new thoughts that came to Brother Copeland.
And you just happened to be in charge of the finances at the time?
Doug was in charge of the finances during that time. I came later on. I was in charge for 7 years. I was around during the $6 million deficit.
I see.
That was mine.
And you lived through it. Glory
I did
to God.
Live through it. I can't tell you how
Made
many.
It all.
There were times when I would drive out of the ministry during that year and think to myself, I'm just going to keep driving and driving and driving.
Why did I come to Texas?
I know. But you know, even on that $6 million, what the Lord had us do
that
during
was
that
so
time.
Supernatural.
I took the staff at that time, and every morning in the month of December of 1989, that's when we were at the height of that. Every morning we went into the atrium of the building and we just took time to praise God and thank Him for our deliverance.
Amen.
And then, of course, you and Kenneth were praying and seeking the Lord and declaring the Word of God. We crossed over into 1990. And what happened was that supernaturally, the money was coming in. I mean, you and I would talk about it. You and I would sit in, I'd go visit you in your office and we'd talk about this. And
Ken never received offerings for that or any told anybody.
No, people never knew what was going on.
Yeah.
They didn't know what was happening. And what took place was between January of 90 and until May, our accounts payable got completely caught up.
Praise God.
Completely.
And the television bill was what?
Television bill.
And I don't know, radio, do we have radio then?
We had radio and television at that time.
And it was what?
Well, we were paying $2 million a month.
That's a nice little chunk of change.
You get behind a month.
You get behind a behind. Week.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you know what, Gloria? We stood in faith. We believed God. We wouldn't give up. And
I think that'll encourage people that think, well, I could never be out of debt. You could be out of debt if you stand on the Word.
Oh, yeah.
We lived through it. We lived to tell about it. Hallelujah.
Well, Jan, your sister, who is over the accounting department, mm-hmm. was back then and is now, she came to my office on the morning of July the 10th, 1990, and she had a check in her hand. And she said, George, this is the payment for the last of the TV bill.
Oh, praise God.
That was 7 months. 7 months. And we were back on track.
And we'd gotten behind on the TV bill, right?
Yeah, we'd gotten behind.
Now you've caught up.
We were getting behind on the TV bill.
Which is not hard to do.
$1 million
a month?
It's $2 million a month.
$2 million a month.
And we were approaching 3 months getting behind. And well, we had just gone on daily television. And so we were getting on
every... Was that our answer to being behind? Yeah. We went on daily instead
went
of
on
once
daily
a week.
Television. But she brought me that check, and what I did, Gloria, that morning, 9 o'clock that morning, she brought me that check. I assembled the staff down in the atrium.
Yeah.
And you know, I can understand now in the Old Testament why they set up they put these stones for markers, and they call it the place of this or the place of that. I call that place down in the atrium the place of victory. As a matter of fact, about a week ago, I was conducting a wedding down there. And you know...
And it's all, for those of you who haven't been to the building, all that top there is glass.
Glass,
the
and
atrium.
Then the front is glass, and
several,
you can look out over the lake.
High.
It's a beautiful place for a wedding. And I'm standing there, and you know, the people are walking up, and they're bringing the bridesmaids and so forth. And all of a sudden, I looked up and I was actually standing where I stood that day when I announced to the staff that we were completely caught up. And my mind just went back to that for a split second. I said, thank you, Lord.
Oh.
Thank you, Lord. $6 million. Not of borrowed money.
No.
It was the television bills. But the Lord delivered us of that. And you know, they were telling us from an accounting standpoint, it would take anywhere from 18 months to 2 years to get caught up. Now that's the difference between what the natural will do and what the supernatural will do.
And it actually took how long?
It took from the time that we were praying in the atrium. It started in October of 1989. That's when I first discovered it. And then we had November, and then December is when we reached the height of it.
The height of the...
the deficit.
The deficit.
Height of the deficit, $6 million. Crossed over into the new year, January, February, March, April, May, the accounts payable. All the bills, except for the TV, are paid in full. May, June, July, 7 months. Caught up.
Everything was paid.
That's supernatural.
The Word works, George.
It does, Gloria.
Glory to God.
It does work. It works.
Sometimes it takes boldness, nerve.
Right.
Nerves of steel.
Yes.
But it works.
Well, like I said at the beginning, Brother Copeland said that we teach how to take a word from God and stand on it. And then walk it out to victory. And that really is being truly rich. I mean, to walk in a place like that and to have such a miraculous thing happen, the blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich.
Yes. And we found out that we could believe for truly anything.
Yes, truly anything. Yes. Yes. Now, here's something interesting that you and I were talking about. And now, we have notes for these broadcasts, but we've kind of gotten off a little bit. But I think we've actually gotten on the track that God wants us on, because I can sense the pulling of the Holy Spirit for us to talk about these things.
Amen.
And one of the things that you and I were talking about was living.
Like some little kid said, is that really true or is he just preaching? This is not just preaching. This is really true.
Here's another one, Gloria.
Oh, brother.
We've been talking about
God
living.
Be the glory.
To God be the glory. We've been talking about living a debt-free lifestyle, living a giving lifestyle, living a lifestyle where there's more than enough that comes into our households that we can sow and we can give.
Amen.
And we were talking here in between the broadcast, we were talking about the administrative building here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We have a number of buildings that are all around, and the administrative building, when we first moved onto the property, there were some existing buildings that were here, and then there was the administrative building and the chapel right in front of it that we built. And I can remember, of course, the decision that you and Kenneth made to not borrow based on Romans 13:8.
Because the Word said, don't do it.
Stay out of debt, the Amplified Bible.
Keep
out of debt, the Amplified Bible
says. Oh, no man anything but to love Him.
So there was no choice. I mean, we're not going to borrow money to build that building. Well, we started and just ran out of money. So Brother Copeland decided, we'll not put outreach money into that building. We'll just believe God. And over a period of a few years, it started back up again, and we completed the building. Now, people might say, well, if you'd borrowed the money, you could have gotten that building done like that. I mean, I would suspect that building would have been done within a year. The completion of it would have been within a year. But you would have had the interest that we'd have to pay.
Well, now, let's see. Now, if we'd borrowed the money, it's possible we could still be paying for it.
Well, that's what I'm getting to, Gloria. We finished the building in 1986, okay? So let's just use 1986 as, if we borrowed the money, 1986 would have been the completion of the building. And the building cost $6.7 million in 1986. The interest rate at that time was over 10%. We would have paid over $10 million in interest. And we would have been paying it off next year. On 30 years.
And we'd have paid millions of dollars in interest.
Millions of dollars of
that
interest.
That went into the gospel. The Lord knows what He's doing.
He knows exactly what He's doing.
That's why He said, stay out of debt.
He knows exactly
Keep
what He's doing.
Keep out of debt. The Amplified says, I think.
Keep out of debt. Yeah, that's it right there. Keep out of debt.
Keep out of debt, which is what I think the Amplified says. That tells you it might take some action. Keep out.
Well, that's a good
point. Like you're not going to just fall into. I mean, you're going to keep out of debt.
Well,
that's what we decided to do.
There is action that you put to your faith. When Terry and I had sold our house, we moved out, we borrowed the money to go into another house, and then I had that conversation with my father-in-law right here on the set of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast in front of the world, asking me, why did you go into debt after you got out? And then he answered my question. Well, we made the quality decision to get out of debt, Terry and I did, but then there was a process of working that out. There was a process of sowing. There was a process of reaping. There was a process of praying and declaring the Word of God and not quitting and not giving up, but continuing to press on. And it took a few years for us for that to unravel. We got another house and we renovated the house with cash so that we didn't borrow in that house. But all that to say, that was a walk of faith that anyone can do. You know, one of the things that Terry and I did was we wrote a prayer of agreement.
Yes.
You know prayer of agreement. Mm-hmm. We wrote a prayer of agreement together where we set ourselves in agreement according to Matthew 18:18-19, that if any two of you are gathered together in my name, I am there with you in the midst. And so Terry and I came together on that and wrote a prayer of agreement.
Yeah.
And we believe God. As a matter of fact, the product that you and I did called 21 Days to Your Debt Freedom.
Yes, I remember that.
That product is available on kcm.org. And within the notes of that, we have a prayer, an actual prayer of agreement that you can use for the debt freedom.
Praise God.
Of whatever it is that you're believing for. So we got together and we just did what we saw you and Kenneth do. I mean, the prayer of agreements that you and he have written before and the things that have come to pass. Well, we wrote a prayer of agreement and we stood on that together. Yeah. And we called in the finances and we loosed the angels and we bound Satan and his activity. And we set on paper exactly what it was we were believing for. And we were believing for a debt-free house. We were believing to sell the house we were in and believing for the debt-free house. And we stood.
And you stood.
And we believed God. And it came to pass.
You know, people would think, and I probably thought this at one time, I don't know. But, well, if I do that and I don't go into debt, then I'll never have anything. I'll never have a house, a nice mm-hmm. house, and so on. Mm-hmm. And I'll be limited. No, that's not right. You'll be unlimited. Once you learn how to believe for a car, a house, or whatever.
Yes.
And you stand on your faith, you'll find out you're unlimited. You can believe for anything if you learn how to walk by faith and you have the discipline to do it.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You could build a, say, house. You could build a house faster, but you would be debt-free faster than if you borrowed money. Because how long are house debts? 30 years?
30 years, anywhere from 25, 30.
How long
you
does
can 15
it take
year?
To pay off a 30-year mortgage?
Well,
close
it takes 30 about 30 years.
Exactly. Woo-hoo! So it's really great news, and you're unlimited when you step out in faith and do something.
I'm going to read a testimony that really fits into this,
okay,
and this
good.
Is a testimony. These folks are partners with the ministry. Mm-hmm. They go to the church here. We know them very well. Good friends of ours. And this is a testimony. I received this just a few days ago, and this is very interesting, and it goes right along with what you're talking about, and it'll be an encouragement to you. But listen to this. Dear Pastors George and Terry, we would like to tell you of a miraculous work God has been doing in our finances over the last 12 months. I've heard people testify of how their bank accounts just blossomed and they couldn't explain how. And I would always think, oh, come on, just look at the numbers. The numbers will explain how. Well, I'm having to eat those words now because I've looked at our numbers and still cannot explain the marvelous increase.
Praise God.
Now, that goes along with something that That's Bill awesome. Winston taught about concerning supernatural wealth transfer.
Yes. Uh-huh.
The wealth transfer. We're going to see wealth being transferred into accounts.
Praise
We're
God.
Going to see
I
supernatural wealth. Wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. It's stored up for the just. So it can come to us in a number of ways, and it can be transferred into bank accounts like these folks.
So you're just saying don't limit God.
Don't limit God.
Amen.
Don't limit God. Okay, listen to this.
He said, let there be, and there was.
And there was. Yeah.
That's what he does. Glory to God.
Okay, so she went through a list of questions. She said, did we inherit any money in the last year? No. Did anyone give us money?
Now, who's that from?
This is from a partner and from the church. Did anyone give us money? No. Did we sell property? No, we don't own any property. How about the interest income from investments? No, we don't have any of those either. We have one savings account and one checking account at the local bank. What about the interest from those accounts? And she spelled it out, our interest on those accounts last year was less than $4. Did either of us receive a job promotion? No. My husband reached a level cap for his position several years ago, and I work at an entry-level position, and so any large bonuses? Well, my husband was told last autumn that he would receive a $1,500 bonus for an outstanding job performance, but then his boss failed to submit the request. When the paperwork was finally submitted, it was subsequently lost in Washington, D.C. So no bonus has manifested. Did we get a huge tax refund this year? Ha! We had to pay in this year. Did we withhold any tithe or offering money? No. We gave more last year than we've ever given. Pastors, our checking account balance has more than tripled over the last 12 months, so much so that last Saturday we obtained a cashier's check for six figures and paid off our 15-year mortgage in 4 years. We are debt-free.
Now, they don't really know how that happened, do they?
Mm-mm.
But God knows.
But God
knows.
That's
awesome.
Isn't that wonderful?
Like it.
Isn't
yes,
that a great like testimony?
That. Hallelujah.
And that's the kind of thing.
So that's beyond their understanding, our ours.
Yeah.
What happened. But it happened.
But it happened. That's
Glory
the point.
To God.
It happened. And folks, it can happen to you. It will happen to you. If you take the word of God and stand on it and don't give up.
We know how it happened. It happened by faith.
It happened by faith. And that's what they did.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't give up on their giving. They're faithful in church. They sit on the front row every Sunday and just take in the word of God. Yeah. And now they're debt free. They are truly, truly rich.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory to God. That just lets you know there's no limit. And it doesn't matter where you are, but the moment you begin to act on the Word and walk by faith,
that's right,
things begin to happen. And sometimes it might not be that quick, but it'll be. It'll come. And sometimes it'll shock you. I mean, they don't even know what happened, do they?
No, they don't.
God is awesome.
He is awesome.
And He'll take faith and do something with it.
That's right.
Glory to God.
That's right.
George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.